Right now, though, I have a question for you, Doran. Does Mel Kiper Jr. deserve to go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
No.
Oh, man!
No. For what?
He made the draft what it is. I don't think the draft is as big a deal if he didn't become the first, like, big-time draft Nick. Someone else would have come along and done it, but he was the first guy. I think he deserves in.
How can you justify that over some players and coaches that probably could have gotten it? Like, so you could justify that over Hines Ward getting in if there was a spot?
I get what you're saying there, and so I would do it in a creative way. Like, I know in the NHL you'll have builders, and those are like the GMs, the executives that they put in kind of in a separate category. I know in Major League Baseball they have a broadcaster's wing where they'll induct a guy every year. Like, I would make a special, like, I would not put him in over a player. I agree with that. But I would put him in. Like, I don't know that the NFL draft is today what it is if not for him. And they had 700,000 people there in Detroit.
That was wild.
Are you kidding me with that? Can I just, all right, real quick. I think we're going to have one of these in the next couple of years be in Pittsburgh. I mean, we broke that story before anybody else that they were interested in doing that, and they had the league come and kind of scope the situation out. I think we would do it up here in Pittsburgh. You could do it at the Point or something like that. And I would go, and a lot of people would go, because this is an event town. This is a football town. It did not look fun at all.
No. What's fun about it? I mean, if you're one of the 700,000 people and you're all the way in the back, what's the point?
It looked real not fun.
Uh-huh.
It gave me big New York City Times Square ball drop vibes, where you're going to stand there, not be able to move, and then what are you really doing? Like, I just thought of myself being in the middle of that massive humanity, drinking beers, getting excited about the Steelers picks, and then having to pee and never being able to find my friends again.
You're right.
you just saw line after line after line, thousands and thousands and thousands of people just standing there. I would much rather, if I'm not in the front, I'd rather watch it at my house.
Yeah.
Now, if you're under the enclosed portion and you're up there and you got everything going around and you can actually see, okay, I could see that being fun. But being 760 rows back where you can't see but the little dots up on the screen or up on the stage, I don't know if that's
for
me.
It doesn't look that great.
No.
It brings in a lot of money, though, for the cities. I think like what they estimate like $200 million it would bring in for Pittsburgh.
Absolutely. And I do think, well, Detroit's a bigger town, and Indianapolis is like this great event town. I don't know that we could do a Super Bowl. I do think we could do this.
Yeah.
Spanned over days, and you'd have a lot more local people. You would have people come from out of town because you saw all kind of jerseys in the crowd in Detroit, including a lot of Steelers jerseys, but it would mostly be people who already lived here. Whereas the Super Bowl, you'd have two separate fan bases, and I don't know that we necessarily have the infrastructure, the hotel capacity for stuff like that. But when you've got the majority of the people who are going to be Pittsburghers or people from the tri-state area, I don't know. It's just a lot easier, I think, for something like that.
It doesn't look fun, though.
No. Callis, would you have any desire to go to the NFL draft if it were here in Pittsburgh?
Probably not.
No.
No.
I know Donnie Football would be all over it.
He'd be all over
it. I'm sure we would broadcast live from down there, which would be really – it'd be fun for us. Mm-hmm. Would you be interested? 412-928-9370. You can tell us on the text line. A lot of people on the text line asking, no ACL for Peyton Wilson. How does that work? I don't know. You just don't have an ACL.
Right.
It's like callus and half. What's that mean? He doesn't have an ACL.
Have
yeah. The ligament is missing. I don't know.
I mean, you can't even tear your knee. I mean, you can't tear your ACL. That's kind of what
I guess it would be that the bone, I mean, it could over
bone
time, wear down, right? But, okay, Hines was fine. Mm. DeJuan Blair had the same thing, didn't he?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I have ACLs. No one's ever looked. I mean, for real, like, callus. You ever have your knee scoped out or anything? You ever done a leg MRI? You might not have ACL. We don't know.
You have to be athletic to know if you have ACLs or not, for them to find out if you do.
Well, it's usually because of injury where you're looking into that kind of thing.
Right, you're usually getting injured doing something athletic.
Right. I don't know. Maybe I have maybe I don't have ACL.
Like, have you ever heard of somebody tearing their ACL that wasn't doing an athletic movement?
No. It's down the it's coming down the pike for Caboli at some point, though. Like Caboli just walking around, bang! Oh, what was that sound? Caboli laying there writhing on the floor. Oh, my man just he tore his Achilles. That was not an athletic move. But yeah, more often than not, you're going to tear those things being athletic. I don't think I have ACL. You know what? Let's get some imaging done. I want to see. I need to know. It's burning me up inside.
You have ACLs.
How do you know? Can you feel them underneath?
No.
Okay, very good.